these kids are rude, crude, and uncouth.
I think respect for adults has been lost in this new generation.
Today's music is a little strange sometimes.
These kids nowadays, they don't have no morals, no values.
I know you wish you was me, 'cause you know that I'm grinding, 'cause you know that I'm shining, no lying.
This is the podcast series. Let's talk about Gen Z, an examination into the our generation, why they are different from any other generation in history. Original music from St. Louis artist Maestro Freedom.
I know you wish you was me, 'cause you know that I'm grinding, 'cause you know that I'm shining, no lying. I know you wish you was me.
Episode 3, Parenting.
Recently, I was at an elementary school doing a martial art performance. We had bow staffs, swords, and spears flying around the room. It was clearly an unsafe environment. Yet, kids would run across the room as if nothing was there. Parents did nothing to stop it. They didn't say anything to the kids, they just let them run around, risking us hitting and hurting them. Believe me when I say this is only one example of child culture lacking some understanding of others, what they should and should not do. That got me thinking, is this an example of what happens when parent-family structure changes? Deborah Petrunski from livingthebump.com says, children first begin to develop social skills at home, where they interact with family members and learn how to establish relationships with others. Spending quality time together as a family can foster communication skills, family values, and a sense of trust and bonding in young children. Parents and kids have been drifting further away from each other. Kids have been seeking asylum in other forms of media. Families may be in the same room as one another, but are they really spending any time together? And yet, a 2018 New York Post article stated, a study of 2,000 parents with school-aged children across the country found the extent of which hectic routines take a toll during the work week, with families polling managing less than 45 minutes altogether on a typical weekday. Children learn their many social skills from their parents, and when children don't get that interaction time, they miss out on learning important skills. That's why you see kids glued to their phones and tablets, not talking to each other. They haven't learned important communication and social skills. If families don't spend time with one another, especially at a younger age, their child will never gain the correct social skills and structure they need. Maybe it's time to unplug. Families Unplugged is a national movement to have families cut down on technology and get active. In St. Louis, there are multiple free attractions available. The St. Louis Zoo has been recognized as one of the best zoos in America. You also have the St. Louis Art Museum, along with the St. Louis History Museum. There are many programs in St. Louis that are designed to help parents connect to their kids. At funforstlouiskids.com, you can find many parent and kid programs. Some examples include Missouri History Museum Parent in Me, Shock City of Music Parent in Me, and Chess Club and Scholastic Center of St. Louis School Program. All these are great ways for parents to teach their kids the skills they need by being untethered from their phones or emails or social media. By being there means helping kids understand the social skills it takes to exist in a larger society. So unplug your phone to plug in your life. I'm Drew Duda, and this has been Talking About iGeneration, produced by Rittner School District for KRHS Media.